The Response Act would simply form a panel to decide the best way to respond to a rail tanker incident involving North Dakota Bakken crude. Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin says it's needed in Wisconsin because that oil is transported across 18 counties about 45 times a week.
We have these volatile liquids coming through our communities at rates that we've never seen before. And I have heard volumes from folks along the railway, folks who are on the path of perhaps a planned for pipeline, saying we need to be prepared.
But Baldwin says the bill was derailed at the last minute.
Regrettably, there was an attempt to politicize the issue by adding an amendment that would approve the Keystone Pipeline.
Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson sponsored that amendment. He says while it did involve Keystone, it would have looked at the safety of all pipelines.
Pipelines are not 100% safe by any means. There have been spillage, there's been accidents, there's been deaths associated with pipelines, just as there has been with rail. Let's get all the information so that we as a nation can come to the right conclusion on how to safely transport this oil.
Baldwin says the Response Act is seen as bipartisan in both houses. Johnson disagrees.
Democrats don't want to vote on anything that they think might be politically unpopular, might upset their control of the Senate.
Both believe the bill will come up again once the August recess is over. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.